This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Off the Shelf with Roger Waldron of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Off the Shelf gives a voice to commercial service and product companies selling in the federal market. Roger speaks to members and government officials about procurement policy trends, innovations, and debates. Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now, your host, Roger Waldron.
Today, my guests on Off the Shelf are Cliff Coley from CACI. Cliff is Military Veteran Transition Coordinator for CACI, and Tony Claiborne. Tony is the Military Transition Lead for L3 National Security Solutions Group. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Roger.
Well, I'm looking forward to this conversation. This is always a special show. We try to do this at least once a year, and that's talking about our veterans, our wounded veterans and veterans in general transitioning to the civilian workforce or coming home from, you know, a decade of conflict and all that they've done for us. And I know your two companies are leaders in supporting veterans transition. So that's what we're going to talk a bit about today. Best practices, you know, what your companies do to support wounded veterans. And, you know, the coalition was pleased to be able to honor both L3 and CACI with our Excellence in Partnership Award for veteran hiring in 2012. And, you know, so we want to learn. We want to give the audience that opportunity to learn from you guys. But first, I want to get some background about both of you. And Cliff, I'll start with you. Can you, you know, first tell us how you came to CACI? Give us your sort of career path and how you got to where you are. Okay.
Okay, Roger. Thanks. And first off, just on behalf of CACI, thank you for letting us have this conversation today. But then secondly, thanks for letting me talk about something that I really enjoy talking about, which is how to get our heroes, our veterans hired and placed within these companies. I came to CACI after an 11-year time frame with the United States Air Force, where I was a human resource officer, a personnel officer. So that means I got a chance to really look at all the different skill sets that the military brought to bear. So not just with the airmen, but with the soldiers and with the sailors and with the Marines. And so when I came to CACI, when CACI said, Cliff, we need somebody to start our Wounded Warrior program, it was a perfect match because I was still passionate about it. I could take all those skills that the Air Force had given me and now employ them in corporate America because this corporation was trying to do the right thing by bringing the Wounded Warriors in, and they needed somebody that could translate those skill sets and turn them into business needs to be employed. Even better, though, is the fact that I was doing it for a company that wanted to employ those skills to help support our nation because CACI provides those skills and services for the defense of our country and for the federal government.
Right, absolutely. And Tony, tell us about a little bit of your career path and how you got to L3.
Well, Roger, once again, I want to say thank you for inviting us up today. I am very, very passionate about hiring veterans. I am a 20-year retired veteran. I finished my career at the Human Resource Command in Alexandria, Virginia, where I was a human resource officer as well. My title with L3 is the Military Transition Recruiting Lead for L3 National Security Solutions and L3 Communication. I've been there for two years, and it's been a phenomenal position for me to hold because I am also passionate about what I do and how I do it. L3 National Security Solution is a company that we value veterans because the skill sets that they learn in the military, we bring into the corporate world. And our customers, they strive for excellence, and that's what we do at L3 National Security Solutions.
Right. So, yeah, both L3 National Security Solutions and CACI, you are, you know, some of the linchpin corporations that support our federal government, and you do it in national security areas. You do it across the civilian agencies as well, and part of that, it's to me, what I'm hearing, it's an overall strategy or approach to best value, to hire veterans who can deliver on mission requirements for customer agencies. So I'm curious, I don't know if it's a philosophical question, but where do your organizations that support veterans, how do they fit within the corporation in delivering that?
From CECI perspective, we see that the program is a business partner. It's a vital component to what we do because what we do is provide subject matter experts to support the federal government. Those subject matter experts are grown in the United States military. When they go through their basic training, when they go through their intermediate and senior level trainings, every step of the way, they're becoming more and more and more of an expert in their career field. And along the way, they pick up leadership and management skills that we need as well. So for us, and to kind of copy something from the Coalition for Government Procurement, it's a common sense approach to what we do. It just makes sense for us in our business.
And you know what? Cliff, you know, do you want to come work for me, man? That was great. I love that common sense. Tony, from your perspective, Tony's saying he's sucking up to me. That's okay. That's okay, too. I don't mind that. Tony, from your perspective, you know, how, from a strategic sort of perspective, you know, your responsibilities and your function, how does it fit within L3?
Well, thanks, Roger, for asking that question, because at L3 National Security Solutions, we target DOD military agency custom set, and we partner with our customers to solve their toughest national security solutions. We know that veterans provide great leadership, responsibility, custom knowledge, clearance, and also ethics. We're taught ethics in the military, and we know that if we bring a veteran on into a corporate world, they're going to bring those ethics values with them, and that's what our customers like, great ethics.
Right. And that's, you know, that's a great point. And, you know, for whether it's a cultural approach of ethics, responsibility, duty, you know, and supporting, and ultimately supporting the mission. And I'd like to get your comment. Part of that is like teamwork, and I think that's an area where you guys could touch on. I know you guys work together a little bit, but just generally teamwork and, you know, why, you know, what, you know, what veterans bring if from a perspective of working as a collective to, you know, to reach a goal for an organization.
Well, L3NSS, we value skills such as teamwork, leadership, customer knowledge, and clearance, because we know that in the military, you can't do anything alone. You need a team. And we know that if we support each other, the mission will be first, and we have that mentality in L3NSS, mission first mentality.
Cliff?
And I think for CACI, kind of piggybacking on what you just heard from Tony, there's certain things that just can't be taught overnight. And so for us to know that the military servicemen and women have been indoctrinated, infused with this culture of teamwork, means that it's something that won't quickly go away, and it's something that they will bring that as a subject matter expert, just like they bring all their technical skills to the table.
Right. So, you know, just we're getting close to the end of this segment, so I just wanted to get your overall sense. Can you give us a little bit of the stats of, I mean, how many veterans you all have? I know just a sense of within your corporations.
Sure, Roger. These stats are very pleasing to L3 as a whole, and I'm very proud to for your listeners to hear. But L3 Communication has about 51,000 employees, and of that 51,000 employees, we have about 15,000 veterans. L3NSS, the group that I work for, we have about 5,000 employees, which 1,400 are veterans, and that's about 30% of our workforce.
That's excellent. Cliff?
Okay, and CACI, just last year, we hired 835 veterans. 269 of those veterans that we hired last year were disabled veterans. And so we're very proud of that, because we're not just talking about providing a career for veterans, or not just even the disabled veterans, but it goes beyond the numbers of who we hire, but we also work to retain them. And so now we see that CACI is comprised of about 25% of its total population is going to be veteran.
Well, and, you know, with that, that sounds like it's a multiplier for your companies in the sense of the capabilities that you can bring to your customer agencies. Just for the things we've talked about, you know, the commitment to teamwork, to mission first, and understanding that it's the goal of the organization, you know, and you're part of that, you know, part of achieving that goal when you work with other people, you know, across a team. But right now, guys, we do have to, I have to be part of a team tier two and do a breaks. But when we come back, we'll be talking more to Cliff Coley. Cliff is the Military Veteran Transition Coordinator for CACI, and Tony Claiborne. Tony is the Military Transition Lead for L3 National Security Solutions. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what you guys, as both as veterans, So you can talk from your own personal experience, but what you see are the challenges our transitioning veterans face as they return to the workforce. You're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
These days, it seems everyone's talking about the new normal, but federal agencies have a chance to define it. How will you shape your future? Turn to Deloitte. We understand what makes America work and how it can work better. With our private sector insight and public sector experience, we can help you rethink, reduce, and restructure, or even change the game. See how at Deloitte.com/federal. Wherever you need to go, Deloitte sees you there.
Welcome back to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today, my guests are Tony Claiborne. Tony is the Military Transition Lead for L3 National Security Solutions. And I'm tongue-tied today. I don't know. I guess it's the subject matter. It's near and dear to my heart. But it's Cliff Coley, who is the Military Veteran Transition Coordinator for CACI. Sorry about that, Cliff. But this segment, I wanted to start out by, giving you guys an opportunity to talk about sort of, for lack of a better term, the marketplace, what veterans are experiencing, what the challenges they face when they are transitioning from, their life in the military back into civilian society. And especially now, I think, obviously, that doesn't have to be said, but we've just gone through a decade of conflict, and we've ramped down from that, and so there are special, I think, probably challenges our veterans face who have served in combat and that sort of thing. And I'd like to get your guys' take on, whether it's your personal experience, what you see out there in the marketplace with regard to veterans and the challenges they face, and we can go from that and talk about what your companies are doing to meet those challenges. So I'll start with Cliff.
Roger, thanks for continuing this conversation. And I think that we have to look at the biggest challenges for our veterans as a twofold paradigm. The first is how veterans can come into the companies. And then the second is how can they retain that employment and succeed and excel in those companies. Now, on the first part, which is getting into the company, it's a factor of how to articulate skills that the veteran has picked up while in the military and translate that into a language that is not normal. It's not the normal lingo for how they talk about their skill sets. So to address that need, companies such as CACI have employed veterans who can speak that language to help those veterans translate those skills into those business needs.
Almost like interpreters?
Almost like interpreters. Yeah. So if we look at that as a whole, though, the challenge for the veteran there is no different than anybody else. It's all about making sure that your skill set can be understood by the company looking to hire you. It's just that the challenge is just a little bit larger because this veteran has not been in the same workforce as their peer. The second challenge facing veterans is how they can succeed and excel in a company when their peers that they're competing with have been in this business environment for longer periods of time. And so to address that, CACI has a mentorship program that allows veterans to link up with other veterans who have crossed that hurdle that can walk them through the new organizational structures, through the new leadership trainings, through the things that really make one successful in the corporate world. And finally, we have an employer resource group, which allows veterans to all come together to talk about their concerns so that CACI can hear those concerns, not what we think is important to veterans or not what we think veterans need to know, but let the veterans themselves tell us through that resource group.
Tony, from your perspective, what you see are some of the biggest challenges facing transitioning vets?
Well, once again, thanks, Roger, for asking that question, because something that L3NSS is working towards is assisting veterans with getting their resumes where once we conduct a search on our applicant tracking systems, they'll be able to stay compatible with people who were never in the military because our skill sets are a little different. Being that whenever we come out of the military, we don't have to write resumes. We know how to do our job. Right. So when you're coming into the corporate world, something that L3NSS does, what I like to do is I have on my LinkedIn, where if people put in L3 or military transition, my name pop up. So I mentor and coach many veterans, and majority of them do want to come to L3, but some of them just looking for leadership, mentoring. And so what I like to do is get with them and explain the difference between government resumes, corporate resumes, and just allow them to know that there are military transitions like me in every company. This program has been very successful. Right now on my LinkedIn just alone, I have almost 4,500 veterans that reach out to me. And the thing is if we don't take a chance or take time out to assist veterans with getting into the corporate world, how will they know? Because in the military, we never had to write resumes. But once they see that, hey, I have those skill sets, I just need to translate them into civilian term, then we're ready to rock and roll. So we've had very, very good outcome on veterans meeting with me via email or phone and coaching and mentoring them to get their resume into our database, where recruiters can actually find them in the database, even if they don't even know the job exists, but their skill sets on their resume shows exactly what it is that they do and what we're looking for.
Right. So it sounds like you're through that LinkedIn, you're serving as a mentor, as a translator, you know, as Cliff described. And also, it sounds like maybe even a little bit of an editor, right, to help people looking at their resumes and that sort of thing?
Yes, Roger. I would say more like a mentor, a mediator, because, you know, coming out of the military into the corporate world, it is a change for us. But thanks to people like myself and L3NSS, we're here to help the veterans.
Well, that's quite 4,500, huh? So I need to get linked into you, right?
Roger, come on. What are you waiting for?
From that perspective, too, can you guys talk about what, you know, I think you guys do things. That's a great example. But, you know, let's talk just quickly about what you do maybe outside, you know, your company. I think you guys participate in a Northern Virginia partnership that supports mm-hmm. vets. Can you talk a little bit about that? I thought of that when you mentioned LinkedIn. That's sort of almost above and beyond the call, although it's clearly a labor of love.
It's a labor of love, but it comes naturally. Remember, Tony is Army. I'm Air Force. And when you talk about...
So you guys still talk to each other, huh? I'm just kidding.
We still are. Okay. If I had a plane, I'd kick him out of it.
If I had a foxhole, I'd bury him in it.
but it's that personal relationship that we have among the employers, because you're talking about the coalition. That coalition was a group of companies, some competing, some not. So what we had is CACI, L3, and other defense contractors, other federal service agencies. But you also had moving companies. You had other industries represented there. And the reason for that was that there are more veterans out there than any one of us can hire alone.
Absolutely. And isn't it, I mean, guys, what I understand the estimates are, there's, you know, over the next 3 to 5 years, there may be 1 million veterans transitioning to the civilian workforce. So it is clearly, it's a challenge for our country. It's a challenge mm-hmm. for our society to help address and support these men and women upon their return.
Well, Roger, what I've noticed in the past that when I was coming out in 2004, we didn't have as much social media. And now we have social media such as Facebook, we have Twitter, we have LinkedIn. So we're able to get the word out that, hey, companies are hiring veterans. We just need to let you know how you can get connected. And that's what we try to do at L3NSS, is let people know there is a way to contact us, but you have to do your homework. Right. Nothing's going to come easy to you.
Right. You've got to step up too, right, Cliff? That's part of it, and you guys provide the support infrastructure to help those people, help folks, you know, step up, right?
Definitely, and part of that support infrastructure is becoming a resource agent. A lot of times, the fact that you have military veterans serving as those mentors, ombudsmen, whatever term you want to use, means that there's a level of empathy there. There's a level of empathy that's looking at a veteran and not just hearing what the veteran has been taught to say, but hearing where the veteran really wants to go with their life. Because it's not just about bringing the veteran in to serve our business needs. That's great. But we also realize the value of having a veteran that is there because they want to be there and is part of their life goal. So the empathy that we have allows for us to really get down to the deep story and to know that there's other companies that have representatives just like us, just like Tony, just like Cliff, where we can connect with them as well, knowing that they're also empathetic and wish to see the veteran placed in the right place.
Right. Well, you know, Tony and Cliff, we do have to take our next break, but when we come back, we'll be talking more to Tony Claiborne. Tony is Military Transition Lead for L3 National Security Solutions, and Cliff Coley. Cliff is Military Veteran Transition Coordinator for CACI, and you're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
In the ever-changing national security and IT environments, L3 delivers innovative, cost-effective solutions. As a Fortune 200 company, L3 offers customers global end-to-end services and solutions for large-scale systems. No matter the challenge, L3 has the agility, technology, and innovation required for mission performance. From cybersecurity to next-generation IT, L3's passion for its customers' missions drives its commitment to excellence. L3. Agility, innovation, performance.
Welcome back to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, my guests are Cliff Coley of CACI. He is the Military Veteran Transition Coordinator there, and Tony Claiborne. Tony is the Military Transition Lead at L3 National Security Solutions Group. And gentlemen, you know, this segment, I think we'll talk a little bit about wounded veterans in particular. Tony, I understand in talking to you that you instigated or the moving force at L3 behind developing a wounded veteran program, support program. Can you talk a little bit about that? And, you know, first talk about it and talk about what motivated you to do it.
Well, great. Well, Roger, thank you so much for asking that question. 2 years ago, L3 NSS put a requisition for a military transition lead. I was truly blessed that I was able to get hired in that position. Once I came on board, the leadership of the company wanted me to specifically perform the military transition role, which focused on finding and hiring, onboarding military personnel with the skill sets that our customers needed. Also, because I would consider myself a well-known networker in the military community.
Well, we heard all about your LinkedIn site, which I'm going to go send you an invitation when I get back to the office.
Well, thanks. I will accept it. But also the recruiters within my organization.
Oh, wait a second, Cliff. I'll send one to you too as well. Okay.
Thank you for the love.
I'm sure he'll love his second connection. Okay. Anyway, we at L3 NSS. We wanted to create a program where we wanted veterans to know that we are a veteran of choice. We wanted veterans to know that we have the skill sets that they have been trained, that they have perfected over the years of serving our great military, and that they can come over to L3 and utilize those skill sets, utilize their security clearance that they work so hard to receive. We like to participate in events that support not only our transitioning military, but our military spouses, our wounded warriors, and our caregivers. Some of the outreaches that we participate in, we are all over the country, but in the Northern Virginia area, it is a lot more proactive because we have such things as the Wounded Warrior annual golf tournament that L3 NSS sponsor, and we're able to bring out wounded warriors. Not only do they get to play golf, but they get to meet the friends and family of NSS. But it helps because our top leadership, some of them are military as well. Our president, Mr. Les Rose, is a veteran himself. So that helps me do my job. Also, we do things such as Project Healing Waters, where we take wounded warriors out and fish. It's a great time to network. It's a great time to give back to our wounded warriors. We do Reefs Across America in Arlington National Cemetery, where we honor the ones who served before us. We also partner with the Military Spouse Employment Partnership, where we employ military spouses. Now, one in particular that I want to mention is we did a job fair on Boland Air Force Base, and the guy sitting next to me, he was actually there too with CACI. where we stood in line, the employers stood in line, and the wounded warriors sit at the tables. And we stood in line to speak with them. They handed us a resume, and I really felt in my heart that that was the right answer. And we really enjoyed attending job fairs where we were able to select individuals who had the passion to get back into the workforce even after being wounded in combat. And I tell you, L3NSS definitely have selected some of those individuals. And we just can't wait. I mean, if I could hire as many veterans per week as I could, I would. But, you know, it's due to the business.
Right. Sure. Cliff, yeah, want to touch on what you guys are doing in the community and wounded vets and that sort of thing?
Sure. First,
and you can always take a shot at him, too, since he took one at you.
No need.
Okay.
The I would like to say it was funny. Just before we started this interview, the question was, why did I stay so long at CACI? And I stayed because of our leadership. I remember it was 2008, and I was brought into the boardroom, and I was given a very direct command. Felt like I was back in uniform again. And it was the people that are sitting in that boardroom, most of them had been in the military. Most of them had been in the military. And they looked at me square in the eye, and they said, Cliff, we served during a period in our nation's history where it was not too popular to be a veteran. And we refused to let that happen to another generation coming through. And so it was that passion and it was that command that was given to me that makes me believe and it makes me stay. And it makes that passion that I have become a reality because I know that I'm supported by my leadership. Now, it's not just me, though, at CACI, but we also have a Miss Denise Gordon, Miss Veteran America, by the way. For everybody listening out there in America land, we have Miss Veteran America. That's why I don't need to take a pot shot at L3. We have Miss Vet America. And she focuses all of her time on the wounded warrior population. I mean, that one-on-one support to not just understand their technical skills, but also looking at whatever challenges that they might have. Because, Roger, you did talk about it. There are some truths that we're not talking about right now on the radio, that there may be some challenges that a certain segment of our population that has been in combat, that has been affected, overly affected by combat, are going through. And so we definitely have somebody who understands that by the name of Denise Gordon that's working with that. So CACI also has our Military Spouse Employment Partnership. We're also involved in the transition programs at the local military installations, not just here in our area, but we have business units that are global. And so therefore, since we're global, we can have our hiring managers attend these military transition classes, whether they be called ACAP or TAP, also with the USO. And I think to sum it all up, if you're talking about the Wounded Warriors and we're talking about business, I call this, if you want to have a benchmarking term for the companies that are listening right now, it will be called the business of presence. You can have all the programs that you want, but unless you're involved in the business of presence, of being present for that veteran at the time they're talking to you to hear that veteran's story and find out how it can be used in your company, then you might be missing the boat. The best practice then is called the business of presence.
But hey, that's a great way to put it, Cliff, and I really appreciate that. And you made a great point. You touched on it that. I think I was mentioning during, you know, our conversations that I grew up in the 60s and 70s. I'm getting really old, man, I tell you. And you know, it is a completely different, country in many, many ways, obviously. But the approach to veterans and those men and women returning after this decade of conflict versus, you know, the Vietnam War and what, the men and women then went through, it's fundamentally different, and it's a lot of it is frankly due to organizations and companies like CACI and L3 and the values that you represent, that you focus on the veterans, that you focus on and understand the sacrifices that were made, but also, you know, how much they still have left to contribute to our country or still have, you know, a life and a passion and things that they can do to contribute to your organizations and contribute to the country as a whole. So, I really appreciate both your companies doing. And right now we do have to take our last break, but when we come back, we'll be talking more to Cliff Coley of CACI. He is a military veteran transition coordinator there, and Tony Claiborne, he is military transition lead for L3 National Security Solutions. You're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
The mission of government involves critical efforts to improve national defense, economic security, health services, and citizens' lives. The strategy and technology consultants of Booz Allen Hamilton are proud to help government address cyber threats, reform the financial system, modernize infrastructure, and protect our nation. For nearly 100 years, Booz Allen has partnered with clients to deliver results that endure. To see Booz Allen's ideas in action, visit BoozAllen.com.
Welcome back to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today, my guests are Tony Claiborne. Tony is the Military Transition Lead at L3 National Security Solutions, and Cliff Coley. Cliff is the Military Veteran Transition Coordinator at CACI. And gentlemen, this last segment, I think one of the things I'd like to do is give you guys an opportunity to sort of speak to the veterans out there about some of the things you think are good tips for them or best practices or things they need to think about, whether it's resume writing, how to network. We've heard some of that, and the conversation's really been good and interesting. And, you know, as an old guy, I don't think about social media that much, although I promise I will link into the both of you guys. So I'm going to ask Cliff first to take a shot at it. And yeah, that's fine. Can talk a little bit about, the resume writing. And and Tony, you've got any thoughts? Just I know you're not shy, and you will provide your insights as well.
Well, we know the Air Force need to take us to the battle, so go right ahead, Cliff.
Thank you. I think, Roger, that this is going to be the most fun part of this conversation, because this is where Tony and I, based upon our 5 years of history working with veterans side by side at the career fairs and other events, this is what we do best. We talk together to make sure that one message gets out. So there's going to be some things that you'll hear from me, but it'll be complemented, augmented, and sometimes corrected by Tony. So let's start with how a company can actually build a solid program. And I think that a company's support network for veterans should include at least three components. It should include a resource group so that veterans can be there for each other and have a collective voice to talk about their needs and how they can be a better benefit or more benefit to the company. So that's called an employee resource group. The second business practice that I would always encourage is a mentorship, whether that be something that's highly formalized or informal, but giving the veteran a way to find a more senior person that's more experienced in the corporate world or business world than they are, to help them matriculate through that first couple of years in the business world. Finally, I like to say, as far as building the best practices, having a veteran on staff is a huge benefit, because sometimes it takes a veteran to speak to a veteran. It takes them to understand beyond the language what the intent is, what the culture, what the norms are, and what that person is really saying and what they can bring to the table. Tips, I'll just crank into just one tip, and I'll turn it over to Tony. One of the things that is the hardest thing to convey compassionately to a veteran audience is the fact that business is not a person. Business, therefore, cannot care, does not have a heart. People have hearts, but businesses, on the other hand, are looking to hear not necessarily your story, but how your story relates to their business need. And so everybody, every veteran has that those skill sets that they could bring to the table. But the trick is going through the process of molding and changing that resume, changing the language with which they sell themselves, to make sure that they're not just telling their story, but they're telling their story in such a way that businesses can understand how they bring value to the company. And a lot of that will be reflected on the resume. So, Tony?
Thank you, Cliff. Great points. If you're a veteran and you're listening, or you're a disabled veteran, or your military spouse or a caregiver, the things that we're sharing with you today, a lot of our peers that's not here would support what we're saying, because we see and we do this each and every day. It all starts, your first impression can be a lasting impression. So when you're generating that resume, if you hurry up and put together a resume and apply for a position, how much preparation did you do? You have to go deep inside your heart and realize, did I really give my full effort? It's just like when you're in the military and you're preparing for a promotion or a promotion board, how much preparation you do. When finding a job, you need to have that same desire. whenever you're looking at a job description, you need to see what it is that that hiring manager or that customer is asking for. I guarantee you, most of you out there have those qualifications and skill sets. You just need to translate them into the corporate side of our business. Once you do that and you apply on our website, it's okay to follow up. That's when we get into social media. If you go onto LinkedIn and you have applied for a position within L3 and you go on and you send me an invite and send me an email saying, hey, Tony, I applied for a position within L3 NSS or L3 Communications. I haven't gotten any feedback. At that time, I'm going to get back with you. Maybe it was something you didn't do. Maybe it was something you did do. But you need to make sure that you communicate with someone on the status of your application, because sometimes, I'm sure all of you have heard the black hole. We don't like that in L3. We feel that everyone who applies in L3 is important, and we want to try to not have such thing as a black hole. So you need to use social media, use LinkedIn, those tools that we have these days to reach out to military recruiters, because every military recruiter I know in the DOD and government, they are passionate about helping our veterans, such as I am. And you all have the skill sets to do it. You know, it's called pre-combat checks. You know that before you go on a mission, you're going to check and make sure you have all your equipment. It's the same in the civilian world. You need to make sure you got your suit ready. Make sure you got your notes. Make sure you got your transportation. Make sure you have your routes. You've all done it. You just need to transfer into a civilian world. And last, before I turn it back over to Roger, whenever you're looking for a job, just remember this. If you're not networking, you're not working.
That's great points, guys. And I want to give you both an opportunity to provide contact information for our listeners. Cliff, do you want to give your information where they can reach you or contact CACI?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. This has been a great medium for us as CACI and us as far as my friend here and I to have a joint message that went out to your listening audience. If someone was looking to contact me, I am part of a team. And so therefore, the email address that I would like to give is our team's military recruitment email address of CACI militaryrecruiting@CACI.com. So once again, CACI militaryrecruiting@CACI.com. Contacting us there will have one of the military transition coordinators contact you back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great, Cliff. Thanks. Tony?
Okay, Roger, once again, heartfelt, thank you so much for inviting us to do this. And we also want to say thank you so much for the award that the prestigious award that we received from your organization. We were honored. We have it in our trophy case, and every time I walk past it, I just smile because I feel that it represents the hard work that our customers give us each and every day to provide professional people, and it was recognized. So thank you so much. If you want to reach out to me, like I stated earlier, you can look for me on LinkedIn, Anthony Claiborne, or you can email me at anthony.claiborne. I spell ANTHONY.CLAIBORNE@L-3COM.com. And I just want to leave you with this. L3NSS, our slogan is Power Through Partnership from Vision to Reality. We are here to partner with the best companies, and we're here to hire the best people. And veterans, you are part of that best business practice people that we want on our team. So thank you so much for this time, Roger.
Well, thank you, Tony. And I want to thank both my guests, and both CACI and L3 were the Excellence in Partnership awardees this in 2012 for their veteran hirings program. And you can hear the passion in both Cliff and Tony's voices and the information that they provided today, and the friendship between them, and as sort of a mutual labor of love to support our veterans. And I want to thank both of you for your service, and I want to thank you for all that you do and support of our veterans. And I want to thank both your companies for what you do to support veterans. So, again, thank you to my guest, Cliff Coley from CACI, the Military Veteran Transition Coordinator, and Tony Claiborne from L3 National Security Solutions, who is the Military Transition Lead there. And you've been listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Off the Shelf with Roger Waldron of the Coalition for Government Procurement. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Off the Shelf, Tuesday mornings at 10:30, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.